I'd like to welcome all you ignorant ass bitches, critics, complainers, disgruntled rappers, and racists especially.
Hallelujah.
I hate it here.
What? I did the whole thing. I didn't do audio cues. No,
I'm talking about the fucking the music shit. I hate it here. This goddamn shit decided it don't want to work.
I mean, that's why I sang it. I sang the whole thing. That was the whole thing. It was the same length.
Welcome to the Harsh Words for Friends podcast. I am technological tech-tard Dante X.
And this is your favorite auntie, Nia.
And I may be three raccoons in a green shirt, but you can call me Chris.
Six and in one hand.
Remember, you can find us all of your interwebs. Instagram, Harsh Words with Friends. On Facebook, just go find the page. It's easy to find. Like, yeah, and rate and review and do all types of things that you see available. And hit us up on Patreon, patreon.com/harshwordswithfriends.
Do that. What he said.
Yes. Do that. It helps us greatly. Yes. What's been new, y'all?
Well, it's the new year. We've been...
Merry New Year!
So we've the show has been on hiatus for the holiday season. We are now here for the new year. I don't have any resolutions, I guess, other than, well, no, I don't have any resolutions at all. I try not to put that much pressure on myself. Just continue to be more intentional about the things that I purchased and decluttering my life slowly but surely.
Resolutions are whack. And this is why, because the real cycle of life shit, like if you're really looking at the cycle of life, winter is when stuff is dead and hibernating, and you know what I mean?
True.
And restarts, spring is when it's supposed to restart shit. So true. A New Year's resolution don't mean shit if you're still in the hibernation cycle and you still, you know, dealing with that shit. And now, like, wait for spring to really, like, if you want to get out and run more, don't do it during the winter. What the fuck?
I'm too lazy to do resolutions. I'm just going to fix myself at my own pace. And, like, that's it. Like, I don't understand why you got to pick, like, you got to pick a day to do something. You can just either do it or not do it.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Boo resolutions.
Yeah, like, that shit never made sense to me. Like, I'm going to start improving myself starting on January 1st. Like, shut the fuck up. You're going to start riding your bike now on January 1st when your nipples hard, it's cold outside, and the hawk is out?
Or I think the context behind why a lot of people were doing it, I know for myself, it's just kind of like, well, January 1st, even though we know technically it's in the beginning of the year is usually in the spring, but for holiday's sake, you know, your fresh year, we're going to start January 1, fresh start, you know, on all of the things that you tried to do before, but you weren't successful at. So, you know, you just use that kind of as like your starting point. And I think that's kind of where, you know, the resolutions kind of evolved into, on this particular day, it's a fresh new day, a fresh new start for me to do all of these things. But you're more successful if you start those things beforehand. You know, there's too much pressure to start everything January 1. I think it's kind of what we've circled the block on nowadays. Yeah. With resolutions. It's kind of like either start it a little bit before, or give yourself a more realistic time frame. Like, you know, instead of a list of 10, cut it down to 5 reasonable things and then give yourself a reasonable amount of time to achieve them. You're not going to lose 10 pounds in healthily, depending on who you are, in a week. You know, you just, instead of saying, I want to lose 10 pounds, just, I'm going to make healthier choices. I'm going to drink more water, drink more, you know, eat more fruits and vegetables, things that are a little bit more healthier. I'm going to stop going to McDonald's. Instead of 3 times a week, I'll cut it down to 2. You know, bite-sized goals.
My New Year, like, if I were to have a New Year's resolution, I don't think it would line up with nobody else's. Like, I don't know. Like, I could plan for me. I can't, like, if I were like, you know what? I want to attend more orgies this year. Ain't no guarantee. Ain't no guarantee.
Well, I mean, your knows? Resolutions aren't what? Supposed to line up with anybody else's. Yours are yours.
I mean, my question is,
who knows if there's another orgy to attend ever again?
Here's my thing on resolutions. Every time I've tried the resolutions in my past, you know, or my friends have done them, they usually are something they end up not sticking with. And for me, it's always been because instead of just picking an arbitrary date that I'm going to start something, when I actually start something and stick with it, it's not because there's a date that comes up. It's because I'm ready to actually make that change now.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, why start your year setting yourself up for disappointment? Like, this year, I'm going to do all the things that last year I said I was going to do. Well, I mean, you saw how last year went. Like, maybe don't worry about doing that and just say, when I'm ready to start losing weight, that's when I'm going to go start losing weight. But actively move towards it.
And, or, because I'm not totally against, and I do agree with you on that point, Chris, what I would say to, if you looked at the list of things that you wanted to do last year and you didn't do any of those things, instead of feeling bad, like, take each of those things and say, okay, why didn't I get started with this? And definitely do some introspection. Don't point fingers at anybody else. Just do the introspection as to why you didn't complete this, what happened. And then what are you going to do differently to complete it this year? Maybe take some of those things off the list. You know, if you wanted to lose weight, what did you do that prevented you? What happened to that weight loss journey? Where did we fall off the wagon? And then being like, okay, well, we fell off the wagon because we went to that food truck festival and we just lost our shit. And it was all downhill from there. Okay, maybe this time instead, you know, eat something before you go to the food truck festival so you don't eat so much and then you fall off the wagon.
Keep your eyes out for life saboteurs.
True, that part.
There are people out here who will sabotage your life just for their own amusement or because they got stuff going on. Like, I've been eating healthier, but there's somebody in my life. They will pop up with a pie, and it will be that a problem. I'm like, for real, that's what we doing?
We just
popping up with popping up with delicious baked goods.
Oh, you can turn that baked good down. Well. You can turn that baked good down.
True,
but the fact is, you shouldn't have to if your intention is to be healthier, and the people in your life know it. They shouldn't be bringing cakes and pies in your vicinity.
Are they allowed to eat cakes and pies around you?
They're allowed to eat cakes. Like, bring a slice. Don't bring a whole. And now it's the rest of it just sitting up there looking at you in the face.
I can attest to that a little bit. Like, I said my dad a little bit ago, but my mom does that too. I'll tell her, like, yeah, I'll tell them, all right, I'm going to start eating things a little bit more healthy or whatever. Less than 24 hours later, one of them is coming to me with some food or whatever from Costco or Sam's Club, or they got takeout from somewhere, and it's like, you want to eat? And I'm like, oh, I just said. And then when you turn them down, like, hey, I had a salad already, and I'm going to do some other things. You sure? Or, you know, they'll put it in some Tupperware and send you home with it. And it's like, the fuck?
Yeah, it's like they're just sabotaging your life. Don't let life saboteurs win.
Or, you know, you might just have to toss the food when you bring it home. Because that's toss what I started to do. That's what I had started doing, is like thanking them, like, you know, I start, thank you for the takeout, thank you for the pie or whatever it is that they're giving me. And then as soon as I get home, it's in the garbage.
I mean, you could also just leave it on your back porch. As
no,
you know,
no,
that's a good idea. That's not the idea of
feral cats,
right?
And or raccoons and a green shirt, roaches, maybe saying that's
field mice.
No. Listen to us. I mean, me. It's okay. Leave it on your back porch.
All right, I'll let you know when I do.
See how that works out for you. You're gonna become, next thing you know, you're gonna become the crazy cat and raccoon lady.
Right.
I feel like that's a whole nother genre no one's exploring, because you see the crazy raccoon people on social media. But you don't get, like, we don't have the same stigma about them that we have the cat ladies. And I think we should have a very different stigma for them, because, like, raccoon is way more or possum? Yikes.
Ugh.
The people who have possums.
Oh my god.
The ones that they've domesticated to the point where they, like, crawl on them.
This is me hanging out on the sofa watching a movie with my possum. This isn't weird. That's not a wild animal.
But there's people with pet roaches and shit, and I can't understand that. So to me, that's on the same playing field.
It's all
Here's
weird.
My Look, pet roach.
I can understand a possum more than a roach, because, like, the roach is not your friend. Like, it's not. Like, it doesn't have...
It's not.
Higher brain function. It doesn't love you. You provide food. If you stop, it's gone.
Yeah,
it's gonna take care of itself. Right. You're just an easier means to an end. To an end.
Like, just stop caring. Take a shower and clean yourself off, and don't keep crumbs on you for a few days. And you tell me if you still have a pet roach.
Probably won't.
Man, my pet roach ran away. Oh man, you cleaned up a little bit, didn't you? Greener pastures, my friend.
Saw that one a coming. I really, really want to get to this next segment, because I've got something just burning a hole in my pocket.
Okay.
It's time for Who Gives a Fuck.
I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, bitch, I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do, don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do.
That's right, it's time for Who Gives a Fuck, where we present the stories and then we tell you how many fucks we give on a 0 to 5 fuck scale. And I want to start out because I've had this story burning a hole in my pocket since I heard it. Chinese chess champion stripped of title after defecating in hotel bathtub.
Shit.
That's right. The world of Chinese chess is in an uproar over rumors of cheating and a bad behavior scandal that saw the national champion stripped of his title after a victory celebration ended with him shitting in a hotel bathtub. Shang Kui, or Chinese chess, has been usually popular for hundreds of years across Asia. And 48-year-old Yan Cheng Long beat dozens of contenders at the Guangxi King, a national tournament hosted by the Chinese Guangxi Association. But his joy was short-lived with the CXA announcing that Yan would have to revoke his title and his prize money confiscated after having been caught disrupting public order and displaying extremely bad character. The association was also forced to address rumors circulating that Yan had cheated using anal beads equipped with a wireless transmitter to send and receive signals.
God.
He allegedly clenched and unclenched rhythmically to communicate information about the chessboard via code to computer, which then sent back instructions on what move to make in the form of vibrations, according to reports. How many fucks do you give that A, he shit in the bathtub, and B, he has the control to clench and unclench so well that he's sending information to a computer?
I'm practicing right now. I believe it's plausible.
I think we're all practicing right now.
I mean, do I give a lot of fucks that he shit the bathtub? Nah. I mean, if you're gonna shit anywhere, that's probably the best place.
But like, there's a toilet and bidet right there.
I mean, yeah, okay. If you have to do some hotel shenanigans, it's best, like, it's hotel shenanigans. He was celebrating, he had to do hotel shenanigans. He chose the least bad place that was still shenanigan-y to do it. I guess. Like, oh God, somebody shit in the bathtub. This is gross. I turn the water on, my day moves forward. Like,
yeah, bed until terrible. It clogs up.
That's not gonna clog up. Trust me, I'm not gonna get into the graphic details of how to push shit down a drain. But I've done some plumbing in my life.
Yikes.
But like, so yeah, that part, not so much. But the rhythmic dedication it takes to do Morse code with your sphincter, all the fucks given. But it is apparently given none, because that has got to be a well-practiced sphincter.
I give it 5 fucks for the same reason Morse code with your booty hole is... I mean, the story just kept getting more and more interesting. Because as soon as you said he was just squeezing his butt cheeks, there's the anal beads, and then using the anal beads to Morse code a signal with your booty hole. Wow. That is a talent that I didn't know existed. Wow. Just wow.
I think on the strength of, they should have a whole different category. Like, they shouldn't have taken his championship. They should have put him in a whole new category and been like, there's clinching and non-clinching divisions.
I mean, you can set up a whole, like, community on and offline for people to learn how to do that shit with Morse code.
I think they should have a World Series of Kegels.
I mean,
sure. At least a Guinness Book of World Records, something or other.
They won't do the Guinness Book of World Records won't do sexual stuff.
It's not sexual. It's anus muscles.
It's
not sexual. As long as he doesn't use like anal beads, maybe if they use something else, a different kind of probe. For science, I guess it's all in what you use and how you word it.
I feel like you could turn anything, make anything okay if you just say for science after it. You could put anything up there if you say for science after it.
Wait. I'm going to murder rabbits for science.
See?
They do every day, B.
Yeah.
I'm going to murder helpless animals for science.
I mean, and that, guess what?
That's what they do.
Somebody said, can we use that science to make money? If you say yes, then the answer is it's okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to slap toddlers for science.
You're checking their quick twitch reflexes
for
sports. If the baby flinches, then that means it's highly intelligent and has a sense of self.
And trust me, I'm sure many moons ago, they probably were slapping babies for some... Exactly. Some science experiment with the government. I'm certain they did that.
If the baby takes a slap and doesn't cry, that baby's hardy. That baby's going to do a lot more physical labor for you.
Yeah, that baby is a soldier.
If the baby catches your hand and breaks your finger, that baby's probably going to somebody's military.
Pretty much.
MK Ultra.
There you go.
That baby is a sleeper agent. That's a Manchurian candidate right there.
And it's perfect. A toddler, you know, cute face, you know. Everybody's looking out for the little baby. Almost everybody.
I'll say
babies
this.
Babies are dangerous. Yes. Them little razor sharp nails, and then they lure you in with cuteness, and then they get you with them razor sharp nails. They dangerous.
True.
They're also like human babies are the least dope babies of all animal babies.
Yeah,
we require a lot.
I was watching, don't make fun of me, there's a show called Too Cute.
Okay.
That it originally started on the Animal Planet, but I saw it on this channel called Paws and Claws. And it's like tracks like puppies and kittens from the time they're born in the litter, and like it's like, oh, and 7 weeks later they're like this, and it's like, oh, I was like, man, you can't do that with human kids. Human kids don't do shit. 7 weeks later they still crying and begging
still
you
the same.
Also,
I smell like hospital a little bit.
I did not agree to not make fun of you, but luckily you turned it around by saying something that was actually too cute. Like, I was prepared to. You may have been my harsh truth for the day, but then you turned it around. That's pretty great. I'd watch that and not tell nobody.
There's nothing wrong with watching. Look, you can watch the news or you can watch cute animals. Like, which one do?
I said you turned it around. I was like, in a different direction. I'd make fun of you, but this time I'd watch
the news. Is depression as shit. I will watch Too Cute until the fucking cows come. That and the Joy of Painting. I will watch that motherfucker make happy little trees all day, just in the background.
I don't know if I can do all day with, because I've seen the cute show that you're talking about. It is very cute. I use those as palate cleansers, though. I need my news. I need to know what the fuck is going on. But I do need a palate cleanser. It's like Too Cute.
I can't do it. I can't do it with the news. I get enough bad news from my body. I'm balding. I'm sweaty. It's too much. It's too much.
Yeah, so I mean,
if you're balding and it's, go ahead.
I just said that's what happens when you start turning 40, so.
Yeah, which is why you need to start worrying about your scalp health. How often you moisturize?
Oh, no, I do. I got a whole regimen. Ain't nothing happened. Ain't nothing shaking out. Ain't no new follicles happening.
Oh,
nothing.
No, you ain't going to get new ones. I'm just trying to hold on to the old ones. Like, there's nothing that actually grows hair. If it did, it'd be $1 million. And you would know it works.
Look, I may have to get one of the man units. Like,
the man weave, man, go for it. Man weave, go down. There's nothing wrong with it. Okay.
You wouldn't even need like a whole unit. Maybe just, you know, like a little, you know.
Yeah, like a fill-in.
A little cover. Yeah.
A fill-in. Like, you wouldn't need, it wouldn't be a whole sew-in. It'd be like this, like a little, it hits you like carpet fibers.
Yeah,
I'd get the whole Killmonger thing with the dreads up top.
No, absolutely,
I mean,
not.
Yes,
don't
yes,
do that.
Yes, you should. I am team. If you're going to do it, go big or go home.
Like, I mean, they would have to shave off all the rest of your hair and then glue the whole dreadlock ponytail to the side unit up. So you might as well. My thing is just, you know, work with what you got. You know, let them do a quick dusting. You know, spray it a little bit, fill it in, and then go from there.
Or get a full kid and play.
I've seen some real hairline comebacks in my time. Like LeBron James, incredible basketball player, but no comeback has been more impressive than his hairline's comeback.
Because somebody told him that he had to start looking the part. He didn't know it first.
True.
His hairline's comeback has been fucking amazing. And I only tangentially track his career. I've been tracking that hairline, though.
Again, you know what? It all stems back to the thing we were talking about earlier about becoming a brand and how once you become a brand, you're not a person, you're a thing that can be taken away. And true. If you would like to hear such a wonderful discussion between us for mere ducats a month. You can hear it all on our Patreon.
Yes. Yes, you can.
What's that?
Yes,
what's that address, Dante?
Patreon.com/harshwordswithfriends.
Ooh, it sounds so good. It rolls off the tongue.
Yes, it does. Like, we keep it simple. We keep
ASMR.
It simple. I've never understood that. Like, as somebody who listens to like rain sounds to go to sleep and shit, the ASMR where like you're just listening to a motherfucker eat a candy bar. I just, why?
Certain ones I can't get with, but I found one where all they do is stir. They use a wooden bowl with a wooden spoon, and they have like wooden things that float around in the bowl, and all she does is stir it. And it, I don't know, it just sounds so good to my ears.
It's a sex thing,
I guess.
I kind of like the ones though. This my, I guess my favorite ASMR that isn't like rain sounds or green noise or whatever is when they're out in the woods and they're building a tiny house or a fucking dugout or whatever the fuck. And they're, so all you hear is like those shovels and like them mm-hmm. making bricks out of fucking mud and shit.
Oh, like Primitive Technology. I used to watch that channel all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
For those of you who don't know,
that shit's dope.
Primitive Technology, if you've been watching it for years, if you turn on, like, I always thought that that channel had no words whatsoever. If you turn on closed captions, he's talking the whole time in the captions, but he never speaks on screen. It's perfect.
Wow. That like one.
Isn't it crazy that it's illegal that you, like, you can't just go find land and build a house like that, technically? It's actually illegal.
Yeah, because if it was not illegal, people would do it. Like,
you just have to find the right land. Since there's still land out there that's quote unquote unclaimed, but I mean, you got to be in the know and know what the workarounds are.
But then, if they catch you doing it, they still can take you to jail for that unclaimed land that you built this little tiny house on.
Yeah. I mean, if you build it in a way that can't nobody find your ass.
Oh, there's no such thing. Unless you want to, like, be real bored. Like, we're talking no internet, no power, no... I mean, I guess you can get... Yeah, you can't have any power. Then, like, what you gonna do? Like, have them ship solar panels to you? You gotta be, like, in the dark.
Mm-hmm. You have to build your own solar panels. Yourself.
God, where are you going to get the silica for all that? That's a lot of work. Yeah, that's a bad idea.
I built solar panels out of these river rocks that were smooth.
What it really is. I built a generator. It's just seven angry raccoons in a wheel. I only got to poke the generator so it gets back to work.
Get them running.
Let me rattle this stick real quick so we can get them running again.
Yeah, I gave them a bunch of nut butter earlier and they passed out from sugar exhaustion.
All right, so I have a how many fuck story, if you guys are ready for it.
Yes, we are ready.
Okay, so in Harvey, and I just found out about this story recently. So Harvey, Illinois residents were boarded up inside their apartment units this past Friday, Friday night, actually. Contractors for the property owner started boarding up their doors and windows. They took off handles. They took off the door handles and started boarding up the apartment units. Some of the units still had people in literally living inside them, stuck inside them. Like one man said that he went outside to go for a smoke and there's literally a board there. He opened up the door and there's a board and he couldn't get out. They had to call the police to come unboard the homes that people were stuck in. Now the property was already kind of going through its own investigation because it was dilapidated. The living conditions were terrible. There was crime that people were complaining about. So I guess at some point the property owners were like, fuck it, we'll just board everything up. But they did not inform anyone. They didn't inform the city because a lot of the folks were Section 8 or low income. So they just came by with some contractors, started boarding shit up. There is an investigation now. Reports weren't particular on like what they were going to do or who they were going to charge with it. The homes that people were living in who were boarded up inside of them have been unboarded thanks to the police. What the next steps forward? Not too sure. These are folks again who are low income, and they don't have the resources for lawyers to sue the fuck out of them. So, and they don't have the resources to move right away. And we all know what the apartment environment, the environment to look for home, whether it's a house or an apartment, we know that that is fucking horrible right now. And these are people with very little money. They can't just move to some other complex. So it's real fucked up for them right now. And it's just now starting to get a little bit more traction. Because again, this was like Friday. I think the local news reported on it this morning. And that's only because it went semi-viral on social media. Hmm. How many fucks do y'all give?
I give it all the fucks, but also I'm of the mindset where once you board me in, I live there for free now.
I mean, it's already dilapidated. When I tell you that the shit was already dilapidated, like people were falling through floors and like not able to go downstairs because that's how terrible it was. So, I mean, consider that.
Well, I lived there for free until I could find a better place. It allows me to save up. And I'll order a pizza. You can hand me pizza slice by slice through the hole in the boards.
I give it, yeah, five fucks, all the fucks. I mean, America's infrastructure is piss poor for what we call a developed country. It too many buildings is. Are dilapidated. Too many things are falling down and too many people are getting fucked over. And yep. Because of it.
And that's private property, government property, deregulation, yeah, all that like shit. They're,
all of the people who were in charge of making sure shit's not falling apart and things are done right are getting paid off to not give a fuck.
Yep.
And it's that... evident across the board.
Also, you can't tell me that America gives a fuck about the homelessness problem when you have more empty properties than you have homeless people, and you could just give homeless people homes.
True. But then that means somebody's going to have to manage all that shit, and you see how poorly they managed this property. And this wasn't even like a real big property. This was, I mean, a lot of the folks who lived in it were elderly and they were on Section 8 or low income. So you would think this would be a relatively easy property to manage, but I guarantee you they probably cut the funding, the government funding from it. They probably got two motherfuckers working like thousands of properties who are in over their head trying to manage what's what. You know, they can't go to all thousands of the properties at once.
Or they outsource it to a property management company who is doing the exact same thing to maximize their profits.
Right. They got bought out by some stakeholder. You know, the investment company only wants you to just, you know, push around paperwork.
It's like that asshole who was in biotech, Martin Shkreli.
Yeah.
Like, he they had an interview with him on something, and he was talking about the AIDS medication and how he marked up the price, and he was proud of that shit.
Of course he was.
Like, why hasn't somebody beaten him with a fucking table leg, beating him to death with a wooden table leg yet?
Yeah, and that's just like with insulin, the cost of insulin going up. And then there's the EpiPen incident where that person tried to mark the prices up on that and was like, yeah, double down on the shit. Like, well, it is what it is. And there wasn't really a reason.
Being murdered? Why aren't these people being murdered? Murdiddly murdered.
Murder's not the answer.
Gil just, all that's going to happen is somebody's going to turn around and do exactly the same thing with the product. Somebody else is going to buy them. And you're just going to keep on murdering them until somebody
goes, you know what? I think I'm going to chill.
But no one, that's not going to happen, because what happens is not that they're going to chill. What happens is the thing, as you continuously murder people, eventually the thing that you're okay with murdering people for start to change. Like, next thing you know, it's not, you're not even like, murder all the worst people. You're like, cut me off in traffic. Murdered.
Yeah, people come up with their own reasons.
Right, like I ordered a Sprite, not a 7-Up. Murder.
Double parked on a narrow New Orleans street. Oh, murdered.
And you know what that happens then? Then that means people are like, oh shit, we murdering now? Shit, I'm gonna start murdering people.
Just random.
And then eventually you become the person that pissed somebody else off, and then you're murdered.
Then I can name several things I probably pissed somebody else off about today.
I live according to, in my head, the rules of a polite society. I live by those. So, you know, I wouldn't piss nobody off.
I mean, but yes, that's relative.
I'd just be part of the murder posse.
Nah, you'd piss somebody off because you'd piss somebody off. Just because you piss somebody off doesn't mean you did something wrong. It just means you did something that they didn't like. And there are people that don't like good things. So, like, you could do something, you could be like, think of somebody be like, I hate the fact that this dude is so goddamn helpful. Murdered.
And they're all pissed them off. They're like that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like constantly I am the black version of Michael Douglas from the movie Falling Down.
Okay.
Like all it would take is one thing for me to devolve into a murder spree.
Man, that seems like a really like unfortunate situation there, bud.
It does. That's why I don't keep the implements of murder at my house. I don't need them. I don't look, between me being homicidal and suicidal, I don't need a gun at all, ever. Much less anything with an extended clip, because I'd take a bunch of motherfuckers with me.
I mean, MacGyver will be able to figure this out. So, there's that.
I don't know.
Not to give you any clues or hints or anything.
I am a firm believer that I've come to believe that, you know what? Maybe we need Trump back in office. Maybe we need him. And from the aspect of he will hasten the end. He will hasten the end of all things.
I'm not willing to do that back in office.
Again, I don't think that he will.
Come on.
No.
I'm the only one for the apocalypse here?
Don't think it guarantees that it's the apocalypse, though. That's the problem. It doesn't guarantee the apocalypse. There's so many things you can survive through. Like, making it worse doesn't mean it ends. It just means it's worse. It could be worse and you survive that worseness.
Right. And I'm not trying to survive that under his stupid ass. And he stinks now. We know that he stinks.
Wait, what?
You didn't hear the story of that somebody had... I mean, I could already look at him and be like, I bet that motherfucker stinks. But a couple weeks ago, and I can't remember what his name is, I think he's a journalist, and he was like, yeah, he's rank. He has a real ass makeup chemical odor to him. I was like, ooh. And then they started showing pictures of people whose faces turn up or they, you know, they wince or whatever in his presence. So I'm like, oh my God, I bet you. Ugh. His sit down there is funky.
Stacking like the blankets in Piedmont Park.
His sit down and get up air is probably funky. Correction.
I mean, yeah, I'm good on him being back. I think I have. But do y'all give a fuck? I mean, everybody gives a fuck about this one because it's been talked about so much. And it's the video of the gentleman attacking the Las Vegas judge before his sentencing finished.
Oh, I have opinions.
Yes. So we have, I mean, I'll give a brief synopsis for those who don't know, but I think everyone is familiar with the case.
Mm-hmm.
In Las Vegas, let's see if I can find his name. Here we go. Where's his name? Deborah Redden, 30, a three-time felon, was in Clark County District Court Judge Mary Lou Holt's courtroom for sentencing on a charge of attempted battery with substantial bodily harm. As Holtis was getting ready to be sentenced, Redden lunged over the bench and attacked her. Now, for those of you who've seen the video, this all happens. Okay, most of you have seen the short video of it, where it's just, he says, "You please don't send me to prison." She says, "I mean, come on now, you're not in a better place as a person." He flips out and attacks. But have you guys all seen the longer version of the video where he details that he has a job and a support system and
yes,
how much this will affect him? Great. Now, with that in mind,
I didn't see that version.
Oh, you did not see that version. Oh, actually, it was shown. The thing I sent you on Instagram with the young lady breaking it down, she mentioned it.
Okay.
So yes. I had seen the, I give it five fucks.
Mm-hmm.
A little context here. My mother is a probation officer. So I have a little bit of
work for the enemy
feelings here based on that. But I saw she is not. But I'll explain that a little later. So I had seen a short video and I was like, what the absolute fuck? And I went and saw the long version of it and I was like, oh, okay. I don't feel sorry for this motherfucker at all. Cause I was already like pissed. Cause I'm like, what the fuck? Why would you do something like that? But again, this is coming from the knowledge of somebody who is in the system and knows how this shit works. So to me, and it got on my fucking nerves to see so many people angrier at the judge than they were at this person with a long history of violence. And then if you see the longer version, she goes over, she's like, okay, I know you want probation. And she didn't say this specifically. She's acknowledging that he wants probation. She allows him to tell her why he thinks he should have probation. Midway through, she does interrupt him to remind him, like, you do know what your long history of violence is looking like here. He then is like, okay, starts talking about his job and other positive things that he's doing. But again, you're back and we've already given you probation. That didn't work. We've already sent you to mental health court and that didn't work. Here you are back in court having almost beaten the brakes off of somebody after all of the other things that we needed to do. I'm sorry, we're gonna have to put you in jail now. And everybody was pissed at her about that and like, oh well, she was being smart and rude and blah blah blah. There was, to me, and maybe this is just me and again my background, I didn't see anything that she said that was disrespectful. She acted like a judge, and I don't see myself, because I try to put myself in the same situation and be like, if I was a judge, would I say the same things? Yeah. I would have been like, all right, we can't give you probation because your record, we got to do something different. I probably would have said the same things. But even still, that is a full-grown 30-something-year-old man who has no control of himself. And he keeps getting in trouble because he has no control over himself. But getting to what I was talking to before, the context, what I don't hear a lot of folks talking about is that the prosecuting attorney, if there is one, and the judge, they already know what you're going to plead. And they already know what kind of sentence you want and how you're going to explain yourself. They often do and say things to trigger you, to see. I mean, you're sitting here telling us you're a changed person. All right, let's test that theory out. Not to say that that's what she did, and maybe subconsciously she might have did that. I don't know. But either way, he failed. Clearly, he doesn't belong out in the rest of society if he can't, if her saying we have to do something different means he loses it and jumps over her desk to beat the brakes off her. Like, I don't want that in my community. What the fuck you mean? Why are you mad at the judge? He needs to be buried under the jail. I don't want that in my community. All right, I'm off of my soapbox.
As someone who's seen the end of dead presidents, and I know about me, if I found myself in a place where I was so desperate that crime happened, like, because I'm not a criminal. I don't be doing crime just because I just don't have the inclination and I don't have the patience. I ain't got the time. I'm particularly not a petty criminal. Like if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it in one fell swoop. I'm gonna crumble the economy when I rob some shit. You know what I mean? And so, like, if I end up in front of a judge, I just know I would pull an end of the dead presidents. Like, after all I did for this country, and throw the fuck out of chair. So I can't really judge this man. I got to give it a two.
Oof. A two? Two?
I give it a two because I know I'd be slanging chairs in that bitch. Like, after all I did for this country, what, bitch?
Woo. Right, but what you do for the country doesn't then get rid of all the negative things that were against the law that got you there in the first place. You can be the best human being on earth. You can be a pastor of a church, but if you
I'm talking about my particular situation.
That delineates all of your pastor work that you think that you're doing.
I'm talking about me personally. I can't find myself to judge this man because I know personally with my background, I would go full dead presidents. And if I go full dead presidents, if I'm willing to go that far and throw a chair at a judge, then I can't. Who am I to judge this man and his journey?
What
I just hope that whoever... Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, no, go ahead. I'll let you finish.
That whoever your lawyer is, they sit you down and be like, look, don't get the fucking throwing chairs in this motherfucker because they're gonna bury you up under the jail. Sit your ass down. Okay. Going back to my mom being a probation officer, she was in the game for well over 30 years before she retired. She would often have to tell her clients, listen, because she was dealing with folks who were domestic abusers. And she would have to tell them, you can't go into this courtroom acting a fool. You're going to have to act a certain way. If you want to try to plead to get probation and here are all the things, I'm going to tell the judge that, you know, this is your first time and I've got all these programs and things that you're going to be involved in to get you to not be putting hands and feet on your partner anymore. So, but on your hand, I need for you to play your part in this courtroom. And that's why she was very popular in our county with a lot of clients who are, you know, first timers or people who were struggling with things. She did a lot to help people grow from that because she didn't want to see people going back and forth, especially Black folks, in and out of the court system because she knew how the shit worked. So she would do her level best to keep them out of prison because she knew this motherfucker ended up here because of he needs therapy. He needs resources. He or she needs these things. And as their probation officer, I'm going to present this to the judge. But if you get in this courtroom acting a fool, all that shit is negated. I'm going to sit here and argue that you got a job and this is your first time and I'm going to put you in this program, but if you get in this courtroom think slinging chairs because the judge said something a little you didn't like, then all that's negated.
I'm saying as a veteran, as a veteran, and if I go in for some shit where it's like, yo, the only way I could make it is like in this country is to try to come up and get it and get had to take it, and now you gonna sit there and judge me? Fuck that! I'm throwing all the chairs.
I will not let you use the fact that you were a veteran. Excuse that, because you don't
all the chairs.
I'm telling you this: no matter how bad things get, if you ever think that you have to turn to crime, you can always turn to sex work.
Well, I mean, there's that.
Always. Always. It doesn't have to be crime. It can be sex work.
I do not have stripper abs anymore. I don't have stripper abs.
It doesn't matter. There's a website for the dude shaped just like you that are making plenty of money.
Millions.
Looking just like you.
He knows.
You
ain't
gotta rob nobody. You can always, you ain't got to take it from somebody. You can let somebody give it to you. And I'll tell you, when it comes to this story, I am torn. Because I am a person who has been in and out of the court system. I'm not, for various reasons throughout my life, I have seen a lot of judges and I've given a lot of pleas. And I will agree with my, I'll agree with certain friends of mine's stance that the justice system is a punishment on poor people. That is what it is.
Yes, it is.
And a large majority of people are failed and taken advantage of by that system. This was not one of those people. It wasn't. Going to jail is where he has to go now. They mentioned he's been through the court, the mental health court system. I watched the video, I sent it to Florida to both of you, where the luncheon lawyer breaks down what that system is. In that system, the one in Georgia is 24 months. You are going through a process. You have interacted with doctors. They have given you the plans, the medicines, and the tools by which to try to move forward. And if you don't make it in that system, some people don't get saved. I'm sorry, you don't. And if that system can't save you and you can't function in public because you're going to break your foot off of somebody's ass, which he has proven, he will break a foot off in anyone's ass. He is the definition of anyone can get it, rated E for everyone.
Everybody.
You can't be out and walking around. That's the dude that murders you because you too damn helpful.
Right? Or you honk at him at a red light because he's on his phone, not paying attention. Mm-hmm. Light turns green. You give him a little toot. He's jumping out of his car, busting your windows in the very least.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting.
That's when you run him over. That's how karma works.
Again,
but I mean, in some states, that's not going to work. You know, just running somebody over, that might not work everywhere.
And in my state, they get out bussing, so it's not it's that same noise, but in rapid succession, and you're not driving towards it.
It'll be interesting to see what happens to him tomorrow. Everybody's eyes are going to be on it. But again,
I would give anything to see like his defense lawyer's office before the case. Like that's when it's got to be one of those like locker rooms before the big game. Like they take a shower, water's running down. They don't know if they can do this one. Do it for the Gipper.
Do you think they're gonna hit him up like Hannibal Lecter when they bring him out?
Probably. Of course.
You saw that. You know how they treat Brian Nichols when what he did. That dude is in Georgia still. He's in a prison in Georgia, and when he goes to the bathroom or to the shower, everybody's got to turn around and face the wall. Like that dude is 23-hour lockdown. If you don't remember, Brian Nichols is the one who was on trial for rape and broke free, killed the judge and a bailiff and escaped and ran through Atlanta for several days.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's not going to get that level, but he's going to be... He ain't going to see outside.
Word on the street
is he's going to be a minute before he see it.
He's going to be a minute
before he smell fresh air.
Right.
Word on the street is he's in solitary confinement right now. So, see, they're definitely going to at least have some chains on him. So, we'll see tomorrow.
I hate to sound like a hypocrite. I'm a person who thinks that the criminal justice system needs to be reformed. But in all truth and honesty, this dude does need to be locked up.
Yes, completely and utterly. This one, they got it right. He's got to go. Because she didn't even say anything. She just said, yeah, I think we got to try something different. He was like, I'll kill you, bitch. Though he literally started this with, I've been working hard. I'm in a different place now. Like I'm in a different place mentally. I'm a better person. I've had some mental problems, but I've been working on them. And she was like, I don't know if you have. What do
lately? I don't know if I have. Death, death, death. Oh, come on. That's jail time.
Pretty
that's
much.
That's you got to go away now for our own safety.
You can disagree all you want to.
All you want.
But putting hands and feet on the judge and the bailiff.
That shows you have zero impulse control. Like, it'd be different if this happened in a McDonald's, like, restaurant. Mm-hmm. Okay, whatever. Sure. This happened in one of the one places you can't lay hands. Like, you can't throw hands in court.
And again, the judge will test you to see if what you're saying is true, because he could have been the 50th person she's seen for the day. Or whatever, but they will ask you questions and act a certain way. If you're telling me you're at peace now, you found God and you ain't laying hands on nobody, the only thing that they have to validate that is to treat you a certain way or say things a certain way to see if that triggers you. And if that triggers you, well, sorry, bud. It is
also if I was that judge, everybody with a badge in that courtroom would be fired. Later on in the interview, I'd fire anybody with a badge. Anybody that's done 17 push-ups and consecutively would get fired that day. Anybody who didn't say
fired. Because how did he? I mean, he was fast. He had to have known what he was going to do and how he was going to do it.
Look, now you got to go on break with these motherfuckers. You're going to be sitting at the lunch table like, really, Rodney? You can jump up and grab another Jell-O, but you can't jump up with a motherfucker.
So, putting hands and feet on me, swung his ass over my desk.
He jumped. Okay,
this motherfucker did a full Jimmy Superfly snooker.
I'm telling you right now, everybody, go back and watch the video. The maker of his shoes. If you can hear us now, you better sponsor this dude. That is good press. Shoes so good, because I've been to court. Nope, people don't realize how high up that judge thing is. Like, you're talking like it's like net height for me, and I'm like 5'6". And that dude was he was behind another table. Like, you didn't see him step around his table to get to her. He cleared that whole thing.
He jumped up. Yeah, he cleared the table, took two steps, jumped again.
In seconds.
Dude got a special hat in Mario and got the jump ability, and okay, there also had
that to was be his a, trial for the
go ahead
that was his trial for the NFL Combine.
Oh my God! If you think he's not going to be he gets first dibs and first pick in every game in jail for basketball. He is getting that dude is all time.
I can see it
shooting guard.
I can see that.
If they were smart, they would get him probation just long enough so he could be in the dunk contest. Put him in your shoes, contest. Put him in the dunk contest, and I'm telling you, you'll make money. We'll buy them shoes.
I mean,
the same reason why so many people bought Ford Broncos in the 90s.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's true.
God. You saw the best commercial. I watched it at school.
It's time for the harsh truth. You know the harsh truth, where we give you any person, place, or thing that verbal work because they deserve it. Who want to go first?
I can go first.
Okay.
So, from my harsh truth, this past holiday season, it went viral that mothers who do a lot of the work or do a lot of the legwork over the holidays to get everything together, cook the food, buy the gifts, all the things, they weren't getting stockings Christmas Day or barely a gift. So that went semi-viral on social media and people were talking about how bad they felt. Now, an argument can be made for why it took social media for you to realize your mom wasn't getting a gift. Like, the fuck, but people
maybe kids are broke.
I mean, that part too, but that doesn't mean you don't do anything at all. Like, no acknowledgement. Like, you get a stocking, but you don't do anything for your mom. Like, you don't think about that, or your wife. You don't think about that. So anyway, social media got a lot of folks together and thinking about it, and people are like, you know, vowing to do better, and some of them did do better. So that's good. I recently came across a holiday. It came about in a time frame where gender roles was a little bit more binary. Men left the house, women stayed at home, and that's just kind of, you just stayed there. And once a year, after the holidays, on the 6th of January, is what's called, and it's an Irish holiday. I don't want to butcher the name because it sounds beautiful when someone who is Irish and knows how to speak the language says it, not for me and my lazy tongue. But it translates to Women's Christmas, and women used to get together, and it'll be their one day to celebrate amongst themselves. No kids, no husbands. They sing, dance, drink, do whatever the fuck they want for a day. And their husbands do all the things that they normally do. And it died
working,
off.
Living, playing, in the nude, bucket naked.
All the shit. It died off with the 20th century, around the 20th century. But I am willing to lead the cause in bringing it back and implementing it, not just for a year, though. In the very least, every quarter, women get together and be like, fuck them kids, fuck that job, fuck that dude. It's just going to be us. We're going to drink. We're going to dance. We're going to sing. We're going to play games. We're going to do what we want to do. We're going to frolic in the grass or the sand or whatever the fuck. But just remembering to connect and unwind with each other more. So
see, I'm usually of the mindset of abolish all holidays, but you know what? I'm for it. I'm for it.
I mean,
I'm with you.
If not even just for taking January 6th back from what it currently has.
I mean, yeah, that part. Still something we need to know about, because that's American democracy and fuck them motherfuckers.
I mean, but I'd rather like the long term remembrance be that. On January 6th, all the women get together, do a little bit strange. They shit in a bathtub. You know.
No, we are not late. Listen, here,
hey,
ladies.
Don't put limits on your holiday. Why? This is the land of the
that
free.
Is the,
if they
the
can
one
do
limitation,
whatever they want.
We are not ladies shitting in bathroom tubs. Unless there's a reason.
The reason is you would like to do it, and it's the holidays.
Okay. All right. Yes.
And somebody else has to clean it up.
Yeah, I mean, just that long as they don't. Like, what if they're doing it in their own bathtub? Like, you just go
not
in there.
Not another woman, though. Another woman cannot be the one cleaning it up.
No, it's got to be a dude. Or make the kids clean it up.
There you go.
Right, the kids or the husband or another dude. Not a woman.
I mean, if you're gonna call it Woman's Christmas, then that means the kids and the husband wake up, and they got a present they got to unwrap the next morning.
put a nice little bow on it.
There you go.
All right, my harsh truth is for video game makers, because for some reason, somehow, over the years, I started out with ColecoVision and Atari and shit.
God damn.
And I can tell you, over the years, gaming has gotten less and less fun. I mean, it's not even that you really want a game anymore. Most of the shit, ask anybody who plays League of Legends or World of Warcraft, it's a fucking obligation. You have to fucking log on each day to get some reward to try to, you know, power up in some minor way to crawl towards a respectable power level to try. And now gaming just isn't fun. What happened to the games? What happened? Game makers, I need you to be better. There are bored, middle-aged men out here just waiting. And we're not going to play fucking Roblox or fucking Minecraft or no simple shit. Give us some shit we can fucking play. And I'm not talking about copy and paste-ass fucking Madden. I mean, give us some real good, like, compelling stories.
Like what?
Fucking different types of points of view, fucking different challenges. Give us that shit. That's the, and don't, can we please stop releasing broken ass games? like on day one, your game is broken and damn near unplayable. And then you put through a huge patch and now I got to download 16 gigs because you couldn't finish your game in a reasonable amount of time. You just wanted to try to sell that bitch. Like, fuck out of here.
What kind of, okay. I have a couple of things. One, the best thing that I have found on the internet or in social media are Black folks playing the horror games together as a group. Chef's kiss. Second, what kind of games would you like to see? Like lifestyle kind of games? Murdering kind of games?
Like action adventure, mystery, like no puzzles. Like Uncharted, more Uncharted shit, but not just with impossible white men, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe something with customizable characters so that, you know, I can see my fat Black ass in the story. You know what I mean?
I agree. I would like to see that.
I'll agree on the, I didn't know I was critiquing this, but I'll agree on like the, on the more compelling stories and like more like I would love it if there could be like a fat Spider-Man and I could swing through the city. That'd be dope. I think there are some compelling stories. Like there were some good games of last year. Again, like Spider-Man was a good game of last year if you tried it. But I will say the broken on day one thing, yeah, that's a problem for me. Like I really hate that. But that comes down to game studios wanting to make money and not wanting to push back dates.
And loot boxes, if another motherfucker put a loot box in a goddamn game, I swear. Look, like, you've already got your money. You've got your money from me buying the fucking game.
Oh, they didn't put those in there for you. Those loot boxes aren't in there for you or me or any of the people who, if you, like anybody that pay, that spends the 99 cent it's not in there for them either. It's in there for the people that are paying that $99 loot box. Every single game has one. There's a $99 loot box. It's in there because somebody buys it. That's where they're making their money.
Money.
Immediately, if not sooner.
Okay, I guess.
Immediately, if not sooner.
Yeah. I guess I'll go and do my
go ahead.
Harsh truth. My harsh truth is another holiday themed one. I mean, it starts off holiday themed. We'll see where it ends up. I would first like to start it with saying that honey baked ham is the pumpkin spice of Thanksgiving.
Oh my God.
I am.
Oh, hot take.
I am sick of sugar meat taking over all of my holidays. I don't even know what regular ham tastes like in a holiday setting anymore because everybody got to have sugar meat and I'm tired of it. Y'all don't even like the meat. You just like the sugar. And this is where I go. Bomb number two. Cat Williams did it. Now I'm doing it. Kool-Aid is trash. You don't like Kool-Aid. You just like sugar. It's
oh my God.
We are going to get letters. My hot take is my harsh truth is for sugar. Sugar, your days are numbered. You're killing us. And we need to realize the only thing you like. Half of the stuff that Black folks love is just sugar. Now, part of this is because I'm what you would call a savory nigga. I don't have a huge sweet tooth. But also, you stand in line. Like, it's to the point now where I can't buy a regular non-sugar ham. I can't go to a grocery store. I got to buy a ham and there's this goo packet that I got to sprinkle over it. And I hate it. Sugar is the problem. It's a drug and y'all are addicted to drugs. I want everybody to get off of it. I'm banning sugar. 2024. You know what? I'm not doing New Year's resolutions. I'm doing a tax on products. Sugar's number one. Kool-Aid, I'm coming for you first.
To be fair, while what he said was astonishing, I am shocked.
Am I wrong?
You are not wrong. Sugar engages the same brain receptors as cocaine, so it's very hard to shake. So
exactly,
you have
you don't like Kool-Aid. If I gave you a glass of Kool-Aid that I had not put a incredible amount of sugar in, you question my blackness. That means you love sugar, not Kool-Aid.
Look, the whole sugar cocaine paradigm is why I've been apparently living my life wrong. But also, like, all right, you get on us about sugar, but then you find a sugar replacement, and you ride our ass about that. Like, aspartame will kill you.
It will.
Like, I'm suicidal. Give me extra aspartame with a side cup for dipping.
Sugar will just also kill you.
Yeah, just do regular sugar.
I'm saying do regular sugar. Just do it in normal amounts.
Yeah.
You ain't got to add sugar to everything. We don't have to add sugar to everything.
There's likely already natural sugars in it.
I'm just going to let you know.
What?
If you ever take another run at Honey Baked Ham again, we are going to fight.
I'm telling you right now. Honey Baked Ham, any barbecue spot that you can't get their meat without sauce on it. That's another one of the sugar drug dealers. Because you just, if the sauce is the reason why people love your meat, then your meat ain't good. It's just your sauce is good. And it's only good because it's got sugar in it.
It's on site when I see you over that Honey Baked.
And that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
Honey Baked Cup.
Spiral cut.
Pumpkin spice of black people. It's Honey Baked Hams. Because you don't even hear about Honey Baked Ham in March. But come Thanksgiving.
Yes, you do.
The story.
Your nana
exists.
Didn't make you a honey baked ham on Easter.
You know what? Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
In fact, every black holiday, you gotta have it. I'm saying, let's take it out of some of those. We ain't gotta have sugar meat all the time.
Although I have replaced a lot of my sugar meats with fried turkey.
Okay. I mean, it's great. Deep fried turkey. Like,
yeah, deep fried turkey.
Like, yeah. I swapped out my cocaine for heroin. I'm good now. It's the same problem.
Hey, you the one who said savory was better.
I didn't say savory was better. I said I am a fan of savory, personally.
Hey, so if I go savory. Now you complaining. Now you complaining about the fried turkey.
I mean, yes, I am complaining that you go from one extreme to another one. Like, hey man, look, you told me you didn't like me smoking crack in your house. Cool, I got you. I'm doing meth now. Why are you tripping? Still bad.
Look, I don't know. It might be.
It's one of the reasons I don't believe in a God, because everything that's good isn't good for you.
It is in moderation.
It's like, so there can be no true and loving God if everything that's delicious is bad for you.
I mean, I don't believe in God either, but I don't think that has anything to do with the true and delicious. I think everything can be good for you in moderation.
Sir, like there are three things that... There are three things that have confirmed my atheism. There's the fact that there are starving children. There's the fact that everything that tastes good is bad for you in some way. And there's the fact that my mother talked to her God every day of her life. Her God didn't tell her to get rid of her Jerry Curl until 2005.
Jesus.
So those three facts.
She wasn't talking to the devil?
I know who she was talking to. I don't know who she was talking to, but she shouldn't have been taking hair advice from that nigga.
Nah, Dante's mom, you look great. Keep it up.
Buy another bottle of
Actually, looking like Eazy-E on the first album.
Listen, her hair was moisturized and it grew.
Jerry Curls, that was the dark ages of black hair.
Ooh.
Now, it was, there's, once the natural hair renaissance began, I was like, yes, thank you.
I'm liking the pushback on natural hair happening. Protective styles is getting real big, and I like it.
Yeah, I love it. Like now, you ain't worried about getting your pillowcases fucked up. if you take somebody home no more.
I was talking about because of people's hair health. This motherfucker said, nah, none of these greasy niggas is coming to the house no more.
You wake up, the side of your face wet because they done back their head back into you. You just...
Listen, I'm saying very little.
You glistening like Shaq in the fourth quarter at the free throw line.
I had a curl, so I'm saying very little at present.
I realized
cheating
back in the day of the Jerry curls must have been so much more difficult. Like, you had to have pillows, blankets, a new wall covering, everything. If you saw the wrong drip spot, like, that ain't my head shape. Who's been over here?
Yep.
Not a supply them plastic caps.
All right, y'all. Anything you want to say to the people before we be out?
Happy New Year. That's it.
I'm gonna say squeak, squeak, squeakity, squeak, squeak, squeaking, squir, squeaker.
Exactly.
And I'm gonna say, as I always do, not every word can be a harsh one. Share a kind word with each other because it may keep you from stepping over the edge. I'm hoping somebody shares a kind word with you because the only good, the only divinity we'll find in this world, we'll find in each other. So don't be a dick. Bye. It's not hard not to be a dick. At least I've been told it's not hard. People tell me that all the time. But until next time.